Okay, good morning. This past week, Daf is Daf Hey. And Maseches Pesachim. We're going to try to learn the first sugya over here on Hey Amud Aleph. Actually starts from the two dots on down on the base. There are a lot of details concerning the Isurim about matzah, and we'll see as we learn through the different sugyos, become more familiar and more sensitive to the differences of what they are. The Gemara starts off like this. Tanan Hosom. Actually, Mishnah a little bit later on. Rameira Oimer Oichlin Kol Chomesh Visov Mitchila Sheish. Meishita is that Chomesh is Mutter Bachila during the fifth hour of the day. Visov Mitchila Sheish. And the mitzvah of Sreifa, really the Din Rabbanon of Sreifa, it starts at the beginning of the sixth hour of the day. Rabbi Huda Oimem, Oichim Kol Arba. Rabbi Huda says, see that the Hachokah of the Chachomim starts from an hour before, and therefore during the fourth hour of the day, that's when it's permitted to eat, Oichim Kol Arba. However, V'Toilim Kol Chomesh. The fifth hour, there's already an Isser Achila. There's no Isser Hano. There's no Din Sreifa. That's the toilin. Toilin over here is loynenin vloysorfin, loyoichlin vloysorfin. That's toilin. Toilin chol chomesh. And vesofim tchila sheish. Everyone agrees that the zman sreif is tchila sheish. Now, what Agamar is taking out of this is the kuli amo miho chomets mishesh shoish lamaila also. Mor is taking out from this Mishnah that everyone agrees that chometz from after 6 hours into the day, that's sheish shoyis lamaila, after 6 hours has finished, the tchila shevet, the beginning of the seventh hour, is awesome. And that's what I was asking Manolan. Rashi explains. Let's see the Rashi over here. The Kuli Amo, right? Let's skip to that Rashi. That's what's the issue in our sugya. The Kuli Amo Miha Chomes Mishesheresh Lamaila Oser. This is what we're taking out of this Mishnah, and that's going to become the topic of discussion. What's the source of that? So, what are we taking out? What are we looking for in the sugya? The Kuli Amo, everyone holds, there's machlekes concerning other things, but everyone agrees that Chomes Mishesheresh Lamaila Oser. Rashi says, min ha-toyra, that the Issa deraisa is from 6 hours. The Eloi mitza ad urto. Rashi says that, and you see what we're coming from. The Mora seems to be saying that we see something over here which we might have thought otherwise. And that's the question of Manolan, how do you know that? So we're taking out from over here, that Shei Shois is also, that after 6 hours in the 14th day, and we know, just bring this out, that we know that as far as the Yom Tov of Pesach is Chagamatzis, right, that's the 15th day of Nisan. Right, the 14th day of Nisan, the Torah calls it Chagapesach, because that's the Zman of Akrovas Korban Pesach. Right, but the Isser Melocha, and these things that we understand as far as the Yom Tov is concerned, that starts from the 15th. And it's the 7 days, Shivas Yomim, from the 15th and on. Now what the Gemara is taking out from here, and we'll have to see how we take it out, but the Gemara is taking out from this Mishnah that there's some kind of Isser concerning Chomets, which we didn't even see exactly what that Isser is. But there's Chomets Osser already from on the 14th day. Right? And that's what Rashi is saying over here, that the chiddush in the Gemara is that we would have thought that chometz, this issur, should start from the night of the 15th. Right? But taking out over here a chiddush, something new, that there's an Isser even on the 14th day, right? The previous Erev Pesach, what we call it, that it's also from Sheish Shoyis L'mayla. And that's what the Gemara is asking Menon. Where do we know that from? Now Rashi says, in explaining the Gemara, we could take out of this Mishnah that min haTorah, it's also Mishay Shoyis L'mayla. Rashi says, the Ilay Mitzah Ar Urta, were the din to be, like we might have thought, maybe, right, that it's that the Isser first starts at night, the night of the 15th, Lehav Gazber Abonon, Lehav Gazerbe, the Abonon wouldn't have made a Gzeira, to Ben Yimom Lel Yoy Toinshi. There's an assumption over here that the Gemara is already taking on that this man Sreifa that the Mishnah talks about Tchila Sheish, the beginning of the 6th hour, is Midrabonu. That's the Gemara is taking on. Whoever the Gemara knows that, that it's only Midrabonu. And from that, the Gemara is deriving that an Issa Deraisa already starts on this day, on Yudal, on Erev Pesach, we call it. Now, and that Rashi is explaining to us, well, what makes us think so. I mean, regardless, the Rabbanan are backing up the time that we have to get rid of the Chometz. And Midaraisa, it's really a later date. So maybe really the time to get rid of your Chometz first is at night, when the 15th starts. And the Rabbanan backed it up to the beginning of the 6th hour. Right? Regardless of some kind of harchoka that the Chachamim made over here, and they told you to get rid of your chametz earlier than the Torah requires you to. Right? So that's what Rashi wants to know. So if that's true, so why is there assumption in Gemara that chametz is already aser min haTorah already on the 14th? Maybe it really starts on the night of the 15th, and you know there's a Chachamim told you to get rid of your chametz much before the Isser. That's what Rashi is bothered by over here, and that Rashi says, "The Eloi Mitzar Ad Urto." Were it to be that the Isser Torah first starts at night, then we wouldn't have such a din rabbanon over here. That's what Rashi says. We have a gazir be. Why? The Ben Yomam Lelel Yelei Tovinshi. Because between day and night, people don't make a mistake. We know that the basis that rabbanon told us that we have to get rid of our chametz earlier than the time that the Torah requires, is because of a mistake. Right? Because a person could come to make a mistake in exactly what time it is, if it's the time to get rid of it or not. And a person could make a mistake and think that it's really earlier and the time hasn't arrived. That's the basis of the Din Rabbanon. So on that, Rashi tells us that such a mistake is only possible if the time to get rid of your chametz min haTorah is during the day, so then you can get mixed up during different hours of the day. But if it were to be the min haTorah, the time to get rid of the chometz is first at night, people don't make a mistake between night and day, and there wouldn't be a harchoka d'rabbanan. So from the fact that we see that there's a harchoka d'rabbanan, but I'm telling you to get rid of your chometz at an earlier time, that from there we could derive that already on the day of Yudalid there's an Isser in the Torah. Right? That's what Rashi is telling us. Now how we know that it's Mishay Shoyis L'mayla, that's not so clear exactly how the Gemara knows that specific time. But as far as we're concerned, you see from Rashi that the Chiddush in the Gemara over here is that how do we know that there's an Isser Chometz even before the day of the 15th? 15th starts at night. How do you know before that? Right? That's the Chiddush. So we're looking for a source. Where did we get this fact from? Maybe it's not true. We got it, Zav Rashi, from the fact that the Rabbanan told us that we have to get rid of our chometz at the beginning of the 6th hour. The only way we can understand why the Rabbanan are concerned and that we're going to make a mistake, and therefore they told us to do this, is if the Din Torah is that on the day of the 14th, we have to get rid of our chometz. And if that's true, then we understand why there's room for a harchoka. Rabbanan made a special takana. Right, so that's how the Gemara, that's where the Gemara sees. That's the first step. The first step is the way we see in this Mishnah that min haTorah chometz is also Mishay Shoyis L'mayla. Where do you see that? From the fact that Chazal gave a harchoka on the beer of the chametz. Therefore, that tells us that there's room to make a mistake. A mistake can only be made from different hours of the day. So it must be that the din in the Torah is already on the 14th. Okay, so this Rashi gives us the background. This is the first step. This is how we get this out of that Mishnah. Now, the Isser, what is the Isser that we're talking about? So, you know, as we were talking, we mentioned, but let's just put the question on the table and have this clear. What Isser are we talking about? Chomet Misheshoyis Lomailo is awesome. What are we referring to? Are we referring to eating of the chametz? And what kind of issa are we talking about? We know that the Gemara, a little bit later, has famous Gemara. More a little bit later, more Kam mentions this Gemara. Gemara talks about Shnei Dvorim Enem Bishush Shalodim. There are two things which are not in the possession of a person, and being that that's so a person shouldn't have responsibilities because of these things. Nevertheless, the Torah considered it as if it's in one's rishus to be mechayev him, to give him consequences. And one of them, famous, is Mor says chometz mishay shoyz. Chometz from 6 hours and on, right? Which is this time after 6 hours into the day of the 14th. It's not b'shusa shalodom. It goes out of a person's shus. What makes it go out of a person's shus? The iser, right? The fact that chometz is also teet, also bahano. However, our sugya, as we'll see, is not really discussing that. Our sugya is really discussing the din of Tashbisu. Tashbisu, like we'll see more, brings the psukim, Ach b'yom harishon Tashbisus on Mateichem. The Torah talks about Tashbisus on Mateichem. Right? We'll literally teach it that one has to rid of his chometz. But it's actually a question. Right, a little bit above over here in the previous sugya, Rashi, Taisus, what it refers to. Maybe one day we'll get to talk about that. But the Torah says, Ach b'yom harishon, on the first day, Tashbisus on Mateichem, that we have to get rid of the chometz from our house. This is what the sugya over here will see is discussing the mitzvah of beer, getting rid of chometz. And the Gemara is deriving that Mishay Shoyis Lomaila Min HaTorah, that's the time that one has to, that's the when the mitzvah of Tashbisu is, the person has to get rid of his chametz. And like we mentioned before, that the way we see that is, because since Chazal said that Sorfen Metchil HaSheish, Sorfen is beer, right, you're getting rid of your chametz, Sorfen Metchil HaSheish, like we just mentioned before, so that implies, why the Rabbanan telling me to do this now? Why they feel it was necessary to make a harchoka? In order that we don't make a mistake in the deraisa, and when the deraisnik time comes, we might make a mistake in the time. So we want to make sure that the beer is done by the time that the deraisa comes. That's why it would seem to be from the sugya, and we'll see clearly as we go on that that's what we're discussing over here. The pasuk says ach b'yom harishon, which as Rashi implies that the menola in the Gemara is. That the pasuk says v'yom harishon, first day you gotta get rid of the chometz. Right? So how did it come to be erev yom tov? In other words, is prior l'chara to the first day. Right? So that's the question of the menolon. Right? Where do we know that bir chometz, the getting rid of chometz, is prior to the 15th of Nisan, on the 14th already? So the Gemara says as follows: Amar Abaye, trei kroik sivi. We have two psukim. 7 days, so or you have to take type of chometz, lo yimotze b'vateichem. Now it's important. We'll see there are different psukim which have different isurim. It's not necessarily all the same isur. This isur, Shivas Yomim, Solei Motze, B'Teichem, that we're familiar with, Ba'yiroa, Ba'yimotze, right? It's Pesukim, I can see in the sugi later on, talks about these things. Right? When we talk about Ba'yiroa, Ba'yimotze is lotion of Loi, right? You're not allowed to, right, see chomets, whatever that means, you're not allowed to have chomets in your possession, that's Ba'yiroa, Ba'yimotze, right? That's Olav, it's an isur, right? Something that you now have chomets in your rishos, right? And therefore, it's telling you to make sure you don't have chomets in your rishos, right? But it's not a mitzvah essay that's telling that I'm kind of mitzvah when if I go do something. It's an isser to have chomets in your rishos, right? You have to make sure you don't have chomets in your rishos. Whatever is necessary to be done, mimela has to be done. But kipshuta that there's no kim, you know, in getting rid of the chametz, it's the result. Not having lo yimotzi, not to have chametz. Right? That's it. The mitzvah of tashbisu kipshutai sounds like it's a mitzvah's essay to go and get rid of your chametz. Right? You know that famous minchas chinuch talks about the shaila at what is the mitzvah of tashbisu. Maybe we'll get to it. That brings a raya from our sugya. But let's go right now, simply, that mitzvah of Ach B'yom Rishon, Tashbisu, so the Torah is telling you to do something. It's a mitzvah essay. Go and destroy your chametz. So the Gemara is saying like this, Omer Abaye, Trei Kroi Ksiv, you have two psukim, which, as Rashi explains, seem to be contradictory. One pasuk says, Shabbat Shalom, Shalom, Matzah, B'Teichem. One may not have chametz in his house 7 days. Uksiv, and the other pasuk says, "Ach b'marishin tashbisus or b'teichem." On the first day, seemingly of these 7 days, tashbisus or b'teichem, one must get rid of his chametz. Hoketzad, how is that possible? I've seen Rashi that Abaye means to say that there's a contradiction in these two psukim. We can't translate the pasuk of Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisu literally, which would imply it's the first of the 7 days, which really would mean to the 15th day of Nisan. We can't translate the pasuk like that because there will be a contradiction between these two psukim. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, Shavas Yom Salom Matzav V'Teichem Afilu Shah Achas B'Soich HaShiva Yomim. Even for one moment, during these 7 days, you can't have chomet. That's what I said. Shiva Yom for 7 days. So the entire span of 7 days, from the beginning, the moment the seventh day, the first day begins, one may not have chomet in his possession. Uchsiv, and the second passage says, Ach v'marishin tashbisu, that when is it time to get rid of the chomets? V'yamarish, on the first day. So Rashi, harei sho bo sho achas, that the person, He had chomets in his possession. He waited for a certain amount of time, which simply what Rashi means over here is that in the getting rid of the chomets, it takes some time till the chomets is actually gotten rid of. If you're going to burn the chomets, let's say, it takes a certain amount. So if you're going to first start doing the tashbisu process on the first of the 7 days, so then inevitably you're going to have chomets here. So how could the Torah tell me that you should start getting rid of your chomets on the first of the 7 days, if I'm not allowed to have chomets in my possession the entire 7 days? So that's the contradiction that the two psukim seems to be, and that's going to force us to explain that the pasuk of Yom HaRishon is not referring to the first of the 7 days; it's actually referring to a time prior to the first of the 7 days. Rather than meaning the 15th day, which is the first of the 7 days, it's going to refer to the 14th day of Nisan. Okay, so the rabbis Abba also labir. So how could we reconcile this contradiction? We're forced to say, when the pasuk, the B'yom Rishon of this pasuk over here, doesn't mean the first of the 7 days. B'yom Rishon refers to an earlier time. Ach B'yom Rishon means the previous day, right? The day prior to the 7 days. Now, let's just see what that means. We're looking for, how do you know that there's a mitzvah's beer in the Torah? The pasuk of Tashbis in the Torah is talking about the 14th. That's the question. Right? And the reason why we're asking, like Rashi says, is because, I mean, the pasuk says B'Yamarishin. B'Yamarishin should have meant the first of the 7 days. Right? So the earliest, that would mean at night. That's when the first of the 7 days, the 15th day starts. That was the question. So where do we get that it means the 14th? So Abaye tells us that we're forced to translate the pasuk B'Yamarishin not to refer to the first of the 7 days, which would be the 15th day in Nisan, but it's the 14th. What's forcing us to say that? Because the pasuk says Shivas Yomim Sodom Matzav Teichem. You can't have chametz in your possession for a full 7 days. From the second that the first day starts, you can't have chametz. So it can't be that Torah is telling you first now to go. The process of getting rid of the chametz should first start on the 15th day, because if that's true, you can have chametz in your possession inevitably. Therefore, we're forced to say, because of this contradiction, that the pasuk is referring to Yamarishin means the previous day, the 14th. Okay, so that's how we know that chametz has to be gotten rid of even before the 15th, on the 14th day sometime, because Yamarishin, the pasuk has to mean the 14th day. Now we'll see in the Gemara, as Gemara continues a little bit later, exactly how we know when on the 14th day. But this is the first step. Right? The first step over here is, now, how do we answer the contradiction? The contradiction is answered, seemingly, because the Isser Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzei is 7 days. Okay. The Torah is telling me to get rid of chametz before that. So even though you're starting your process getting rid of chametz now, and fine, it'll take you some time, but there's no problem, because the Isser Bal Yiroh, not to have chametz in possession, first starts later. Right? So that's how we reconcile these two things. So the Gemara is saying, it can't be that the time to get rid of your chametz is the same time that you're not allowed to have chametz, because then you're never going to have chametz. So it must be that the Torah is telling you, these are two different points of time. The Torah is telling you to get rid of your chametz sometime prior to the time that you're not allowed to have chametz. Right? That's what it would seem from the way the sugya is going. Let's see the Rashi. Obi haketzad l'rabbis. Dal korcho chayrishin, we're forced to say, against our will, right? Even though the simple translation of Yamrishin should have been the first of the seven, and that's where the whole question started from, but we're forced to say the chayrishin, the word rishin in the pasuk over here, rishin koydim l'chol shivaka omar. Right? Rishin over here doesn't mean the first of the seven. Rishin means a kodim, a previous day, the Hainu Abbas. So therefore the pasuk is referring to the 14th. So when we translate the pasuk, Ach Bem HaRishon Tashbis HaZohar, what does Yamrishon mean? Yamrishon means the day prior to the 7 days, the 14th day of Nisan, not the 15th. Now, that the Gemara asks as follows. Ve'em l'rabbis lele chamisha osor l'bir. That the Gemara says is that we don't yet see how we have the right to see in this pasuk that it should talk about the 14th. Ve'emel rabbis leil chamish osar. How do you know to say that? Maybe it's only coming to be marda the night of the 15th. The night of the 15th. What the Gemara is saying is that true, there's a contradiction over here, and therefore the B'yam HaRishon has to be talking to a time prior to the Shivas Yomim. But why? What's forcing us to go back into the day of the 14th? We only see that we're forced to go back to the night of the 15th. Now, the Gemara is going to explain why we're saying this. Right? Because at first glance, we don't understand. I mean, Shivas Yomim, it starts at night. Right? The night of the 15th. So if you're pushing it back, so, you know, if you start pushing back before the 7 days in the pasuk talking about, you're into the 14th. So why does the Gemara think that it's including the night of the 15th? So the Gemara says as follows: the saka dat the chaminu, because I would have thought, right? It would have gone up into my mind to say yomim ksiv, the pasuk of shivas yom solam tzimteichem. It says yomim in leilus loy, that the isav bayro bayimotze applies today. not tonight. Now, for our purposes right now, right, we'll talk about the night of the 15th. Right? The other nights, right, is a question exactly what that means. Right? Does the taka mean that, you know, like you have an off time? You know, the Issa Bairo switches on and off. Right? But at least for what pertains to us, we're right now talking about the night of the 15th. Right? The Torah says there's an Issa Bairo by Motza. You can't have chametz in your possession shivas yomim, days. And that thing Mora says that this pasuk, it talks about days. So from this pasuk, I really only have the right to take out that you can't have chametz in your possession starting from the day of the 15th. Right? That means that the night of the 15th, there wouldn't be an Isser Bayiro Bayimotze. So therefore, the Mora says, Komash Blon Afilu Leilis. So simply, the Gemara seems to be saying like this, that original pasuk, Shivas Yomim, when does that start? When does the beginning of that first day start? The Gemara says that being that the pasuk says Yomim, the daytime of the day, so I only know that the Isra Bayiro by Motzei first starts in the morning of the 15th. Therefore, when I have a pasuk now which says B'yem Harishin Tashbisa Sa'or, right, which can't mean at the same time I mentioned before, right? Because that's a contradiction, because you can be having chomis if you're first starting to burn it now. So it has to mean before that. But that thing where it says, well, now that we're understanding that the Shabbat Shema first starts by day, and the night of the 15th is not included in the Issa Bayiro Bayimotze, so how do I have the right, because of the contradiction, to back up the Ach B'yom Harishin to tell me the 14th already? I only have the right to say that it goes on the night time of the 15th. And that Rashi explains that according to this, Yom Harishon really has a better translation, because Yom Harishon really refers to the first day, right? Because that night is part of the first day. So Ach B'yom Harishon, like we'll see in Rashi, the Pasuk is going to be telling us that even though you can't have chometz, the Bayiro Bayimotze first starts by the day, however, don't think that you have the whole night to get rid of your chometz, right, that you shouldn't have chametz by the day. No, ach b'yem harishin tashbisus or. The Torah is telling you that you have to start getting rid of your chametz right away at the beginning of the night. That's what the pasuk is saying. So the Gemara is asking that, being that the pasuk of shivas yomim, at this point we all know it means today, means days, so true that ach b'yem harishin definitely starts before the time of the shivas yomim, in order that we shouldn't have this contradiction, but we have no right to push it so far back onto the 14th. It would work very well if it starts from the night of the 15th. Right? So therefore, again, someone wants to know, so what's the basis? We started out saying that there's a din tashbis on the 14th. What's the source of that? True that there's a contradiction between two psukim, and we have to translate the Yom Harishon starts sometime before the starting of the Shivas Yomim, but how does it send me into the 14th day? It should just send me to the beginning of the night of the 15th. Right, that's what the Gemara over here is asking. See here how you read it? Let's just read the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that let us say that the pasuk of Ach B'yom Harishon, because of this contradiction, is only coming to include the night of the 15th, not the day of the 14th. And the basis of that is, how is that backing me up before the Shivas Yom? Because Sakarat Chamina Yomim Siv Yomim Leilis Loi. Because I would have thought that the Shivas Yom that says is talking to days. So because of the contradiction, I'll back up the time of Ach B'yom Harishon to start before the seven days. But being that the days start during the daytime, so I only have the right to back it up to the nighttime. So it'll start from the night, beginning of the night of the 15th. So therefore, again, Mora's asking, so what's the source to say that the din of beer starts during the 14th and then the day? Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, V'em l'rabbis leil chamisha asur. Shelo yam tenar ha-boiker, that this posik of Ach B'yom Harishon Tashbisu is telling us, don't wait till the morning. V'hochi ka'omar. And this is how I'm going to translate the pasuk of Ach B'yom Harishon. Ach b'chnisas Yom Harishon miyad, as soon as the Yom Harishon, the first of these 7 days, starts, tashbisu, you should get rid of your chometz, which is the night of the 15th. Don't wait till the morning. True, the pasuk says that Shivas Yom Salim Masvatechem, you can't have in your house 7 days starting from the daytime of the day, but don't wait till that point to get rid of your chametz. Ach b'marishin tashbisu. The getting rid of the beer process should start at the beginning of the first day. Don't tell me, well, that's already included in the 7 days. Because the pasuk over there talks yomim. And as far as that's concerned, yom min leilis loy. Now, according to the way we're explaining the Gemara now, and we're understanding that there's two separate things over here. You have the Baal Yerod Baal Yemotze, and then you have the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And these two things can't coexist, meaning to say that they can't start at the same time. Tashbisu always has to be sometime before the time of Baal Yerod Baal Yemotze. So what the Gemara at this point seems to be saying, that the Baal Yerod Baal Yemotze first starts by the day, and therefore I'll say that the Tashbisu starts at night. And that the Gemara says, no. Hahula is Shichalei, that I don't need Tashbisu to talk about nights. The Ha'iskish Hashbosa Sa'or L'Achilas Chometz, Achilas Chometz, Achilas Matzah. Right, we'll see. But what the Gemara is heading out, the Gemara is saying is that this debt we were assuming till now, that the Shivas Yomim of Baal Yeroi first starts by the day, that the Gemara says is not true. We have a source to tell us that even though the pasuk says yomim, doesn't mean yomim v'loy leilos. The word yomim in this pasuk refers to the entire day. And the Isser Baal Yeroi starts at night. Right? And we'll see what the source of that is. And once that's true, okay, so now and then we're back in business. The Isser Baal Yeroi starts at night. And if the pasuk of Achmi Mishin went to make the bir chametz is at that same time, then you can have chametz in your house and inevitably, so that pushes it back, push it back to the 14th. Right? Now we're okay. Now, where do we know? How do we know to say that Shivas Yomim starts by night and it's not just the days? Because this is based on a hekesh. We have a double hekesh over here that the Gemara tells us that the din of Hashbosa Sa'or, getting rid of chometz, is compared to that of the Isser of Achilas Chometz. Right? So let's try to keep things clear over here. Like I mentioned before, there are many different halachos over here. Hashbosa Sa'or, the getting rid of Sa'or, we'll see exactly what that means. That's compared, as far as what Agamor means, is the time, the Zman Ha'Isser, is to that of Achilas Chometz, the Isser of eating Chometz. That's going to start at the same time of Achilas Chometz. And the Isser of Achilas Chometz, when does that start? That starts also compared to Achilas Matzah, when the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is. So let's start at the other way. The Gemara is going to tell us that Achilas Matzah first starts at night, but Erev Toichel Matzah, the Gemara is going to tell us. So I know that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is by night. Therefore, the Isser of Achilas Chometz, you know, the eat Chometz, starts also at night. And therefore, the din of Hashbasa Sa'or also starts at night. So once I know the din of Hashbasa Sa'or starts at night, which we'll see, that's going to tell us that therefore the pasuk says that Shivas Yomim Sa'or Leimotze Bivateichem, even though it says Yomim, but the Yomim is pasuk over doesn't come to exclude the nights, it's including the nights. The Yom refers to the entire day. Let's see the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, "Hahula is trichle." We don't need our pasuk of Ach B'Yom HaRishon to include the nights, because we know the nights from a different source. So, Iskish Hashposa Soor Lachilas Matzah. Rashi says on top, Hashposa Soor Lachilas Chometz. Excuse me, Lachilas Chometz. Misho Shehizish Leilechol Chometz. From the point of time that the Torah is warning us that we may not eat chametz, tzivo lahashbis hasa'or. That's the time that we have to be rid of chametz. Tichsiv Sa'olei mati b'vateichem. The Gemara brings the pasuk, ki chol oichel machmetzes. Sa'olei mati b'vateichem. Some may not be found in your house. This is really the bagi motzi. And that's hukish, that's compared to ki chol oichel machmetzes v'nechrisa. That's the issur of eating chometz. So, as we'll see, we know that the issur of chometz starts at night. So therefore, the bal yiroi is at night. So the way we were holding right now at this point, at the issur bal yiroi of shivas yom, we know from this source already starts at night. If bal yiroi starts at night, so therefore the getting rid of the chometz, like the Gemara says, has to be at a previous date. That's going to be watched at yudalit. Okay, so now let's speak out to how the Gemara makes the cheshbonis over here. Now the Gemara tells us, "Hashposas soor lachilas chometz." That's a pasuk that Rashi just brought. The chesiv shivas yom soalay matzah bevateichem. That's what we're referring to when we're saying hashposas soor, the iser of bal yiroi, right? That's compared to the iser of achilas chometz. That's the second part of the pasuk. So they both have the same time. Fine, but when is the time that one may not eat chametz? The Gemara continues. Achilas chametz, achilas matzah. The iser achilas chametz is compared to that of its time as that of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. The chesiv kol machmetz v'yisaychelu, v'chol mech v'yisaychem toichlu matzahs. That's the comparison over there. When is the time? When is the mitzvah to eat matzah? Uksiv baby matzah, berev toichlu matzahs. Okay, so that's the source that we have over here. Starting from the zman of achilas matzah, which is by night, berev toichlu matzahs, that tells us that the iser of eating chometz, one who eats chometz, chiv koris, that also starts at night. And therefore, the din of so'olay matzah b'vateichem, this that one may not have chometz in his rishus also starts at night. Okay, so if we know that one may not have his chometz in rishus at the beginning of the night, that's the shivas yomim. So therefore, like the Gemara started, therefore we're forced to say that when the pasuk talks about tashbisus on b'teichem, he's pushing us back to the 14th. Let's see the Gemara further over here. The Gemara asks, okay, fine. Right, and I know that Bayam HaRishon means the 14th, but how did it come to be that the time is Mishay Shoyus Lamaylo, right, the second half of the day? Ve'emel Rabbis Leil Yudalid Lebir. And that the Gemara asks that the Torah is telling me Bayam HaRishon. Bayam HaRishon L'Chorish should mean the beginning of the 14th day, which starts at night. So the din of Bir Chometz Tashbisu should start the night of the 14th, right? An entire day before the 15th. The Emel Rabbis Leile Yudal Lebir. That's the Gemara's kasha over here. So had it come to be that it's the after 6 hours, and that the Gemara says B'yoyim Ksiv. B'yoyim. So the Gemara over here is being medayik the Yoyim that the pasuk says. So it's during the daytime. That's how we know that it doesn't start at night. It's not a full from the beginning of the 14th. And that Gemara asks, okay, but we're still not there. Even if the pasuk says bayoim, so let it start at the beginning of the daytime. Right, how do we know that it starts after 6 hours? That's the Gemara's question. That Gemara tells us ach cholach. The person says ach bayoim harishon, and we'll see in Rashi. But the ach over here, we learn from the word ach that it's not the entire day. The day gets split, and that's why that the iser first starts the second half of the day after 6 hours. Okay, so this is the first pshat limora. This is the source how we know that there's an iser deraisa which starts before the 15th day, and how we know that on the 14th day, when it's also after 6 hours. That's what tells us. We're forced to translate B'yom HaRishon means before the 7 days. And on that, the pasuk tells us when, ach. And ach cholak, it divides the day after 6 hours. Let's see the Rashi. We'll start from Rashi ach cholak. Rashi says, Achim v'rakim miyutin. Whenever you find in the Torah a loshon ach or a rak, it's a meat. It's coming to diminish. Alma mixas hayayim mutter. Or mixas also. Ach b'marishin tashbisu. The fact that it says ach, that implies that the tashbisu doesn't include the entire day, only part of the day. Ach. So we know that mixas hayayim is mutter and mixas also. But we don't know exactly how do you make that division. Right? Which part, yeah, which part not. On that Rashi says, once the Torah implies that part is mutter, part is also, then it's a svara to say that we should divide in halves. That's how we arrive at the fact that the din tashbisu is after 6 hours, because the day is a 12-hour day. We divide the day in half. V'ika da Omar, Rashi brings an alternate pshat, ach hu chetz b'gematria. There are those that learn ach cholak. And the person says ach cholak. Right? Ach tells us to divide it. And how does ach tell us to divide it? The first pshat in Rashi says that the truth is that from ach doesn't directly tell me to divide it. Ach tells me that it's not completely also, part mutter. And when once I know that, then my svarah tells me to evenly distribute it. Right? So it's like a two-step process. Ach says part yet, part not. When it's not clear what part yet, what part not, then the Rasfar already tells me that the way it should be divided with half and half. That's the first Pshat in Rashi. Second Pshat in Rashi is that Ach Cholak, the word Ach itself directly means half. Ach means chetz. Right? The split in half. There's a gematria over here. Right? V'ikadama Ach uchetz b'gematria. And Rashi tells us over here how the way this gematria works over here, the replacement of letters. Dalad Aleph Ches Samach Beis Tes Ayin. In this kind of arrangement of letters, Teifis Ches Tachas Aleph. So the word in the Torah Ach, we're going to replace the letters. You replace. Instead of the Aleph becomes a Ches, right? Tachas, Teufes Ches, will take a Ches in place of the Aleph, we'll replace the Aleph with a Ches. V'tzadi b'mokom Chof, and V'tzadi is b'mokom, is in place of the Chof, and that's where we get the word Ches to mean half. So according to this, the word Ach directly means Ches, means half. Right? There's no, you don't have to use any of our Svarah to arrive at that. Right? With this Gematria, which apparently this is one accepted ways of deriving halachas, right? Some kind of replacement of letters. That's the second pshat in Rashi. Now, according to what we're understanding right now, and this, we'll see, is not necessarily limited to the first pshat anymore. I just want to point out something that is something that we have to keep our eyes open for. But it would seem to be from over here that the Isser of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, from this Gemara, right, we would walk away thinking that Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze starts at night. Right? And the Din of Tashbisu starts before, right, by the day. I just wanna raise a little question, and we'll see that this is not so simple. Right? We should be aware of this. This is the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chometz Matzah Peragim Halacha Ches. Befikach, im loy bitul koydem sheish, a person was not mevatel chometz. Koydem sheish, u'mishay shoyz l'mal motza chometz, and he found chometz. Mishay shoyz l'mal, after 6 hours, shoho yadayti olav, ahoy b'liboy, that he wasn't chometz which he wanted, he wasn't mevatel it. V'shaka b'shaz b'yurev loy bir, Hareza over al lo yirav lo yimotze. And the Rambam says that if someone was not mevatel his chometz and he finds chometz after 6 hours, he's over by yirav by yimotze. Right? The Rambam says, right? According to the way we're understanding the sugya over here, by yirav by yimotze first starts by night. Right? Not after 6 hours. Right? That 6 hours, that's something which is limited to Tashbisu. The Bayiro Bayimotze first starts at night. The Rambam over here seems to be talking that the one is over already after 6 hours, Bayiro Bayimotze. Now the Ravid over here, right, takes issue with this, and he says, Mavrom, Ulai soiver ze hamachaber shu oiver mishay shoy sulamayla b'lay rov leimotze. It seems to me that the machaber, right, the one who wrote this sefer over here, the Rambam, he seems to be assuming that already after mishay shoy sulamayla on yedalid, one is over the lav of ayol bayimotze. Ve'eni kain. It's not true. The shivas yomim ksev. The pasuk says shivas yomim. Right, so we see there's a machlekes the Rambam the Ravid concerning this point over here, which the way we learned the Gemara, it seemed to be that the Gemara, that the Bayiro Bayimotze, I mean, definitely like the Rashi sets up the Gemara for us that they can't coexist. The Tchila Zman of Bayiro Bayimotze can't be the same time of Tashbisu. That's the whole basis of the Gemara. So the whole thing is, the whole Gemara is, there has to be two different points. So that's how we came out, that Bayiro Bayimotze first starts earliest at night. Right? The Rambam over here says that it starts by day. Now, there's a Rashi himself in Bava Kamma, in the Gemara that we mentioned before. This Gemara, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, right, that we mentioned before, that Beis Vom Enu Mishusha Shal Odom, more mention over here that chomis mishay shoy sulamayla after 6 hours, it's not peshusa shalodom. The Rashi says like that. Choftes on the base. Rashi says mishay shoy sulamayla in chomis mishusay. Techol hecha deisa osur bahano. Rashi explains that the what takes it out of a person's rishus is the fact that it becomes osur bahano. So Rashi, lav or lov bayro lai motzi. Right? That's what Rashi says over here. Also, koskilu b'shusoi, lav or lov bayro lai motzi. Right? Shoot is at the sug itself would seem to be say like that, but akoponim very clear in the Rashi. Rashi says lav or lov bayro lai motzi. So Rashi himself seems to say that chomes mishay shorish l'mayla is a bayro lai motzi. Right, okay, so I'm just raising just that we should be aware of this, right, as we learn through the sugyas, and we'll see there's different tanoim, rishonim about a lot of these points. That at what point do these yisurim start? Okay, but as far as we're concerned right now, right, this is how we're going to understand this, and if you want to go further and see the mefarshim, you know how to work out things. But as far as just the way the sugya starts over here, this is l'chare how we can understand it. Okay, let's see if we could just cover a little more ground over here. Okay, the Gemara goes further. They learned that we have a source that Rishon could refer to Yudalid. That's the pasuk that they bring. So Tana Bishmol seems to be accomplishing the same thing without having the steer. Right? The question over here is that what gives us the right to translate B'yom HaRishon mean Yidalit. A mission should mean the first day of the 7 days. So Abaye told us that's because of a contradiction in the Pesukim, that we can't translate it like that. So that's how Abaye goes. All right. Rabbi Shmuel tells us that he has a source that Rishon is not a pasuk which tells us that Rishon means Yudalim. So that's where it comes from. He doesn't need the contradiction to do that. He has a source to say that when it says Rishon, it means Yudalit. Now, he's also going to rely on the Acholak to know exactly when on Yudalit. But the first step that we should have the right that Yom Rishon refers to before the 7 days and is not referring to the first of the 7 days, and he has a different source. The Gemara goes further. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar Rishon de Meikor Mashma. The word Rishon has a mashmois to mean prior, previous. And he brings rise from the psukim. We can't go all into the cheshbonis right now. So these two sheetahs over here don't need the contradiction. They have sources that the word Rishon itself refers to Yudalit. Either, like Tanya Shmuel brings, he has a pasuk which directly tells me that we find it in another context that Rishon, but Rishon Barba also Yom LaChodesh. The way he's translating his pasuk, Rishon means you're calling Yudalit Rishon first. And according to Nachman Yitzchok, the Rishon means some kind of a previous day, and that's how I have to translate the pasuk. On the day prior to the 7 days that we're talking about, Tashbisu Sa'or. So all these Manda Omrim, Lachar, should be the same kind of cheshbin, that the Baal Yeroa, Baal Yemotz, the Shivas Yomim starts at night, like the Gemara says. And the question just is, what's telling us to back up the Achbim Rishon Tashbisu Sa'or? And these are the three different ways how the Gemara says. Now let's skip down to over here. Rava Omar Mehocha. Right, this is towards the bottom of the Omer. This is around 6 lines up from where the lines start getting wide. Rava Omar Mehocha. Loisishcher alchom is dam zivchi. The pasuk is talking about Shechrin Korban Pesach, right, which we know is on Yudalid Ben Arbayim. Loisishcher alchom dam zivchi. And what's the Torah telling? Don't shecht the Korban Pesach al chometz when you have chometz in your possession. Loisishcher pesach dein chometz kayim. Don't shecht the pasuk. It's an issur to shecht the Korban Pesach when chometz is still around. So this pasuk seems to imply that chometz has to be gotten rid of before. This is a different source. How we know that when the Torah talks about getting rid of chometz, it's a previous time. It's on already on Yudal. Because in order to shecht the Korban Pesach without running into an Isser, right, you have to have gotten rid of your chometz. And that more asks the emo kol chav v'chad ki shochet, that each person maybe when he shechts. How do we know to say that there's a standard time? The way the Gemara is learning is that the time when the Korban Pesach could be shechted, which is after 6 hours, like Rashi tells us the Cheshbonis over here, that actually the Zman that you could shecht it is after 6 hours. So at that point, you can't have chometz anymore. That's what the Gemara is learning out. That's how we know. And according to this, you don't even have to, you don't need the acholak really for that, according to this, right? We have a direct. Torah is telling me that the time of Shechitas Pesach, you can't have chometz, so I know that that's this man. No, and that the Gemara is asking that, how do we know to say that? Maybe the Torah is just telling you that whenever you shecht the Korban Pesach, right, this man Shechitas starts from Ben Abayim and on during the 14th. Right? So how do we know to say that person can't have chometz from Ben Arbaim and on? Maybe the pasuk just saying that, you know, whenever you decide to shechit Korban Pesach, you can't have chometz then. So it's dependent on each person individually. That's what Gemara is asking. That Gemara says man shechito marachmona. Gemara says that we have the right to assume that the Torah is talking about this man shechita, not to make a different time for each person. Now I just want to just take 2 more minutes just to see Rabbi Kiva Shita, because this is something which is important to know what's going to come up other times. The Gemara brings a braisa that Rabbi Shmuel learns from over here, Tanya Mihochi, like we just saw in Rava. Rabbi Kiva Omer Eni Tzorech. We don't need this. Harei Omer Achmei Mishin Tashbisu Matechem. Rabbi Kiva's going to prove that when the pasuk says Achmei Mishin Tashbisu, must be on Erev Yontev and not on Yontev itself. Why? Because the pasuk says Bema Rishon Tashbisu. Siv Kol Melacha Lo Yisasu. We know that Melacha can't be done. Umatzin Lavor Shiav Melacha. And we find that Havor is an Av Melacha. So Rabbi Kiva says a different proof that you can't translate Bema Rishon to mean the first of the 7 days, and therefore be according to that Bir Chametz would be on the first day of Yom Tov itself. Rabbi Kiva says because Bir is Bisreifa. The Gemara tells us in Amud Beis that he holds like Rabbi Huda Shita that Bir Chometz is b'sreifa, and he says that sreifa is b'chalal loisaseh kol melacha on Yontev. You're not allowed to do melacha. Making a sreifa is b'chalal the issur melacha. The Gemara always talks about it that you see he doesn't hold of hoil, right? So being that the beard burning this over here is not l'tzorich oichel nefesh. So you wouldn't have a hetif on Yontif. So how could the Torah tell me that b'yemei rish on the first day go burn your chametz? That's a contradiction to leisasa kol melacha. So that's his proof that the Torah, when the Torah says b'yemei rish, it has to mean prior. B'yemei rish has to mean the yom of Yudal. Okay, so these are the different mekoris that the Gemara has to let us know. It's a chiddush that the translation pasuk ach b'yom harishon tashbisu sa'or, even though it's in the same pasuk which talks about shivas yomim, but Chazal had different ways which at the end they all agree that the translation of yom harishon is not referring to the first of the 7 days which would be tezvav. Yom harishon refers to yedalet, and that's the source to know that the dinner of tashbisu starts already the day before la'achar sheishois.